We left off from the sugyas that you have on Daf Vav, being the case that you have of a proach shenolad b'yantzi. The Gemara says that according to Rav, it's considered to be yotzer because of a problem muktzah, and the Gemara raised the issue that what's the difference between the case of a proach as opposed to an egel shenolad b'yantzi, for it's explicit in the Gemara Daf Vav Mabez that that is considered to be muktzah. So the Gemara answers that Rav will simply explain egel is quite different, after all, because it's muchana gavim b'shvitas. So the Gemara raises the kasha, that's good, if enochinami, that you can have a shchita sector for the aim, and that will be matzah the vlad. If you're talking about, however, a case of an eagle which is nolad min hatrefa, and in such a case it's not muchan agavimos, in such a case, how do you understand that that's true? On the one hand, it's not min muchan agavimo, and nonetheless, the filo hafi, the shchita satsmo, it's considered in fact to be mutter. So that's what the Gemara gets in the discussion that we discussed in that phase, the issue that you have machal adam, machal behema, to what extent do we assume that hachana for one is sufficient for the other? Good. So we started to discuss exactly this issue that you have. The Rashi introduces us to the topic of Uber Yerachimo. Rashi points out, in that case, if you have the Na'asr, in Insta B'Sofa, Rashi says, because of the problem that you have of Uber Yerachimo. And we saw how goes Rabbi Baruch in Ranshberg, that writes, this is only true in Yenzeh. In this particular case, it's considered to be Uber Yerachimo, and therefore it does not become Mutra Yidei Shechita Sima, if the aim is considered to be a Treifa. But certainly in a case that it's Nolad Min HaTreifa, then we would certainly allow a shchita to occur to be matir the vlad. And that's what we saw the Tosfos Der Maskolchi, but quotes the sugya that you have in Chulin and Daf Ayin Heim and Aleph, the Kiddush that you have of Rava. Rava tells us that this is the concept that you have of Arba Simanim, Achshu Berachmana, that you can go ahead and be matir the vlad, Ayidei Dalit Simanim, either through the shchita sa'aim, or you have through the shchita sa'vlad. How exactly does this impact on the issue that you have of Uber Yerachimo? So we started to discuss the Tosfos that you have of Avakamadaf and Zayin Amad Aleph, where Tosfos points out the following. Tosfos calls the Psak Halacha that you have of the Reed. In principle, we would assume the Halacha that Uber Yes Yerachimo. However, Argamar is an exceptional case when it comes to Treifa. Why is that true? Because after all, since you're dealing with a case of a Vlad that has an independent Chiyus, a Chiyus Lifnei Atzma, so in such a case, how can you say that that becomes a Treifa through the mother? That's the Chiddush of the Shita Sari, and that's the Tosfos that you have in Sanhedrin on that payment base as well. That B'chol HaTorah Kula will assume, yes, Uber Yerachimo. And this is an exceptional case that you have of Treifa. Obviously, it's not true, because the mother is a Treifa, and the Vlad does not have any Simani Treifa, so in such a case, that would not apply. So we start to discuss this simply, the following issue. If that really is true, then when it comes to the case that you have of Treifa, then the Reis says that all would agree that Uber Lav Yerachimo. So in such a case, why do we only go as far as to say that therefore, Dalit Simanim Achshe Berachmana, why not assume the following, that the Shchita Sa'aim should in fact be Matzah the Vlad? Good, the aim has a side problem of Treifa, but since we're assuming when it comes to Treifa that Uber Lav Yerachimo, that certainly is not transferred to the Vlad, and therefore the Shchita Sa'aim should work. And that certainly we don't assume. No one is arguing the Shchita Sa'aim would be sufficient Lahatiris of Vlad. All we're assuming, Dalit Simanim, means that one can go ahead and have a separate Maisa Shchita on the Vlad itself. Why, in fact, should that be true? So this is what the B'Skarav discusses B'Shem Rav Chaim, right, in the very end of the Chibra on the Rambam, and Daf Ayin Tes, where he points out the following. The B'Skarav was asked, that again, that apparently was known Rav Chaim's Kiddush, that Treifa does not have a Heter Shchita La'achiva. So the B'Skarav was asked, where does the Rambam say this? So the opening lines of the Briskara are very poignant. He says, the Rambam does not say this. Rav Chaim says this. No, the Rambam doesn't say this explicitly, this Kiddush. No, he says, this is what my father said, was Pshat in the Rambam. What is that Rambam? So that's the Kiddush he had, the Rambam Perak Beis of Ofosava Satuma. Where the Rambam goes ahead and makes a very, very difficult mashal. The Rambam writes his Kiddush when it comes to Shchita Sa'akum. We normally assume, like the Kiddush of the Balei HaTosfos, that Shchita Sa'akum is absolutely zero. It's as though the animal went ahead and dropped dead, and therefore the animal is considered to be an absolute nevela, meaning that midaraisa is forbidden achila, and also it's mitami tumas nevela. The Rambam all of a sudden writes the great Kiddush that that's not true whatsoever, that sometimes it's possible to have a shchita as far as tumah is concerned, but it's not a shchita as far as achila is in fact concerned. And that's the Rambam's halacha, this dindaraisa, when it comes to shchita sakum. Shchita Sa'akum is forbidden by Achidah Min HaTorah, but nonetheless, the Shchita is meaningful that it's Mitahar Midei Levela, level Daraisa, and any Tumah that the animal conveys is only a Din Zerabon. A great, great Kiddush. So that's what the Raivet questions. Mehecha Teisu, where do you see that you have a quasi Shchita? That the Shchita is considered to be a Shchita Daraisa for A, and not a Shchita Daraisa for B? The Rabban himself said, that's not difficult, because take a look at the case of Treifa. If you engage in a Shechitas Treifa, in such a case, there's no Tumas Nevela, but nonetheless, that animal is forbidden Midaraisa Bachila, so you see that you can have a Shechita, which does not result in Heter Achila, but it is Motzi Midei Tuma. So in such a case, who are the Nami when it comes to Shechita Sakum? So the Rabban writes a very difficult Mashal. When it comes to the case that you have of Treifa, the Shechita there is a 100% legitimate Shechita. In fact, forbidden Bachila is for a side reason entirely. Let's assume, for example, a person would do a Maisa Shechita on a Shor HaNisko. The Shechita would be intact. Yeah, but Eina Chinami, the animal is still Aser Bahanah, but Torah Shor HaNisko. Who had Dinami when it comes to the case of Treifa? The animal Eina Chinami is Shechut. The animal is not a Nevela whatsoever. It's Aser Bachila and Torah Treifa, and Treifa does not convey any Tumah. But if you're talking about a case that you have within the area of Nevela itself, Shechita Sakum, Mehecha Teisi, that you see that the Shechita would work for A and not work for B. So Chaim said, you see, according to the Rambam, that's not true. That in the case of Shechita Shtreifa, it's not that we argue that the Shechita was considered to be 100% intact. And the reason for the Isra Achila is completely independent, a separate Isra of Treifa, but rather that's not true. The Treifa is considered to be a Chisaron that you have in Maisa Shechita. And therefore, that's the chiddush that you have the Rambam Shita, that since the Shita is incomplete, and nonetheless, that only affects Achila but not Tumah, Huhadinami, one could argue, that's not Mukhaf, but you have a model now of that distinction that can apply when it comes to Shita Sakum as well. And that's what Chaim points out, it's clear that you have when it comes to our Sugya. That if you would assume that the Shita's Treifa is 100% Kosher Shita, it's just as a side problem because there's Simani Treifa, Nus, in such a case, if you hold it Uber Labi Arachimo, and therefore that should not extend to the vlad should be mutter b'achila. And yet we assume that certainly is not true. Even Rava that says that Dalit Simonim Afshever Rahman, it means if you will do an independent Maisa Shechita on the vlad, otherwise it will certainly not be true. So why exactly is this? That's what Chaim points out, that you see that the Shechita same is considered to be an incomplete Shechita, a Shechita which is only Mitar Midei Nevela. However, it is not one that allows for Heter Achila, and therefore that allows for the case that you have of Shechita Sakum as well. Good. And the Bisrav continues and says, for example, this certainly will not be the case if you're dealing with an instance of Shor HaNisko. There one in fact could argue that in principle that the Shechita Sa'im would be good to be Matzah Devlad, because there any issue that you have is completely extraneous. It's not a function that you have of any Chisaron in Maisa Shechita. Good. So again, that's the Chiddush that you have there. Chaim writes in our Gemara, why it is that the Shechita Sa'im would not be Matzah Devlad, even if you assume that Uber is considered to be Lav Yerachima. The Tosus continues in Bava Kamma, this will be relevant for the sugya that we'll have in 9 days, and discusses that issue, whether Uber Yerachima or Uber Lav Yerachima. So Tosus quotes in Bava Kamma Daf Mem Zayin, and the Tosus in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Amud Beis quotes the Chiddush of the Ri, and that is, in generally speaking, that Uber Yes Yerachima, with exception that you have of the case of Treifa. Good? And this is against, right, the Chiddush of the Rabbeinu Tam. The Tosus in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Amud Beis quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi Natam, who writes that we assume the halacha uber lav yarachimo, and if you look in the Ramban and Chulin and Daf and Chesam and Aleph, like the parallel sugya, also the Ramban quotes the sheet of Rabbi Natam that disagrees with the skiddush that you have of the Ri. So machlok is the mean Rabbi Natam whether maskana we should assume that uber yarachimo, uber lav yarachimo. So that Tosus that Yamba Bakam and Daf Mem Zayin, right, so quotes a couple of possible rayas that you have of the Ri. The first is the issue of the following, the sugya that you have in Sanhedrin and Daf Pei and in Timur and Daf Lamed Amud Beis. What happens, for example, if an animal, a para, let's say, will go ahead and engage in a Maisa Issa? Let's assume you have a case of Vlad Hanir Vaas, or you have a case of a Vlad Hanogachas. No, so the animal goes ahead and gores someone. Right? An animal now is Chayv Misa. Or you have an animal that was vowed at the violation of Mishka Behema. So in such a case, how does that go ahead and affect the vlad? So that's what the Gemara says in Timur and Daf Lamed, that in that case, if you have a vlad that was engaged in bias iser, right? So in such a case, the vlad becomes aser as well. How do you understand that? So the Ri writes, that's not necessarily a raya, because the Ri points out the following chiddush. If you hold like me that uber yerachimo, you understand very well, that the animal becomes Nesar, and since the Vlad is Uber Yerachimo, so that Isser extends to the Vlad as well. But even if you should assume, like the Chiddush of the Rabbi Yotam, that Uber is Lav Yerachimo Lahalokha, so in such a case, still we can understand why the Vlad becomes forbidden as a result of an act of negicha or as a result of revia. Why is that true? Because the Rebbe explains, because in that case, the vlad atzmo nehenem revia, and also who uvlad anokho. There, the maisa avera, whether it was killing an individual or the issa that you have of revia, was not only done by the aim, that was done by the vlad as well. So therefore, the Rebbe writes that those sugyas that you have, that if you have an animal who is expecting, who goes ahead and engages in revia or kills someone, so in such a case, the fact that the vlad is killed as well is not at all an indicator of uber yerachimo, because even if you'll say that the vlad is independent, but the vlad itself participated in the maaser revia or participated in the act of negicha. So the Rebbe writes that that gemara is no raya that you have at all to my shita as opposed to that of Rabbeinu Tam. The Rebbe continues and says, however, the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Mem Zayin, he thinks, is a raya. Because there the Gemara discusses a simple case of a Maisa Hezek. Let's assume, for example, you have a shore which engages in Negicha, and it's a short time. So we know, obviously, that a short time you only pay Chatzin Hezek Migufa. So let's assume, for example, that you have a shore, right, a Paramu Beres, that goes ahead and does an act of Hezek. So the Tashlumin is Chatzin Hezek Migufa. So the Gemara says the following chiddush, that kisesa mishtali mehai. Let's assume for whatever reason you cannot go ahead and exact payment from the para. Let's assume, for example, right, that for whatever reason the para deteriorated, it's not worth anything now. Let's assume, for example, the para is no longer here. So the Gemara writes the following chiddush, that if for whatever reason you cannot be gove the tashlumei hezek for short time, which is megufo, from the para, no problem. Mishtali min havlad. So we'll go ahead and we'll allow, right, the one who was damaged to go in to collect from the vlad. So the Rebbe writes, he thinks that's a clear ayah, that yes, that uber yarachimo. Now if you assume, for example, that the only reason that the uber is included is because that, look, the vlad participated also in the maisa hezeh, or in the act that you have of revia, so in such a case you should only allow to be collecting from the part corresponding to the hezek that the vlad does. The fact that the Gemara says when it comes to tashlumei hezek, that for whatever reason, if you can't go ahead and collect from A, from the part you collect from the vlad, the Rebbe says that that's a clear raya that you have, but uber yarachimo, against the shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. After all, let's assume, for example, you have the following. Let's say you have a composite maisa hezek. You have two different shvarim that go ahead and cause damage, and each one is a short time. So we would not go ahead and say, this is what the Rebbe assumes, that if you can't collect from animal A, you'll collect the entire balance from animal B. Certainly not true. Right? The only thing you collect from each one, right, is their portion of the Maisa Hezek. And the fact that the Gemara says that less than the Mishtalim Lepara, Mishtalim in Havan, that theory arises a clear ayah that you have, that yes, Uber Yarachimo. And if you look in the Ramban and Chulin, the Ramban and Chulin, Daf Nun Ches, says that no, that is not considered to be a ayah at all. He writes the following Chiddush, when you have two different animals that perform Maisa Hezek, each Maisa Hezek is independent. Right, one animal hits from this side, another animal hits from that side. Each one is considered to be an absolute independent Maisa Hezek. And then obviously we don't assume that if for whatever reason you're having difficulty being gova from A, no problem, be gova from the Baal HaBehem of animal B. However, the Ramban writes here, where it's considered to be, right, Vami Koach Echad. So therefore, the Ramban writes in principle is considered to be as though the Haikun as a Kavad, the Haikun as a Kavad. That's the Chiddush. But the Ramban writes in Chun Daf Nun Ches. Here it's as though that the Par is fully responsible for the Maisa Hezek, and the Vad is fully responsible for the Maisa Hezek. And in such a case, that's why even if you should assume that Uber Lav Yerachimo, in such a case, the Gemara says above a comment that less than Mishtalim Mihai, Mishtalim Bahai. But after rethought was a clear Rai Mukachas from the Gemara that we assume in fact. But uber yarachimah. We'll see it's important for the tosas that we'll have on Vavum and Beis. But another crucial sugi that you have of uber yarachimah is what the Gemara says, we mentioned very briefly, the sugi Nivamos, the fine chesam and aleph, where the Gemara writes the following chiddush. Then what happens if you have, right, a nachris who is muberes? Shiniz gaira. So a woman goes ahead and converts, she undergoes tevila while she is expecting. So the Gemara says that in that case, that bina eno sarach tevila. If a child is born, there's no subsequent need for tefillah, right, on this child. Why exactly is that true? So the Gemara says that this should be dependent on this shita that you have of uber yarachimah. The Gemara writes the following great chiddush, that if you assume uber yarachimah, That means that the gerus of the vlad was included in the gerus of aim. After all, uber yarachimo. If you assume that uber lav yarachimo, that means that we attribute the vlad with its own identity, its own vitality. No, and in such a case, therefore, the ma'aseh tefillah independently is viewed as though it was a tefillah on the aim, and then there was a gerus on the vlad as well. A very, very great chiddush. How can you go ahead and perform the gerus on the vlad? Yes, that's the Gemara Ksuvus and Daf Yud Aleph Mizach and Lanam Shlom Lepanav. Now, that based on the principle of Zechiah, Bezin can go ahead and perform a ma'aseh gerus even on one who is not a bar das. The Gemara writes, the fantastic chiddush, Nivamos Nafayin Ches, that will be a function of Uber, the Yerachimo, Uber, the Abiyarachimo. If you assume it's Yerachimo, so that means the Ma'aseh Gerus is only done to the mother, and you know, obviously it incorporates the Vlad, because the Vlad is Yerachimo. And when the Vlad is born, it's born, right, not as a Ger, it's born as a Ben Yisrael. Mashenkin, if you assume that Uber is Lav Yerachimo, so in such a case the Ma'aseh Gerus is a composite one. Right? It's a very great Hiddush, or Shabbi Nafkaminas Daraisa. The Gemara says in Ksuvas, Nafid Aleph, that whenever Bezin goes ahead and employs Zechiah for the purpose of Gerus, so the Gemara says, Higdilu, Yichol Nimchos, that when the child becomes a Bardas, right, he can go ahead and say that, look, the whole basis of what you did was on the principle of Zechiah, and therefore you can say that, what do you mean? Right, he opts out, right, he's not interested that this should be applied, the Zach Maram Shlobafanav in this case. You go ahead and you make a Maisa Kinya on behalf of someone else, when he finds out about it, he has the right to say that, look, that I'm not interested in acquiring that particular chayfet. No? Or, for example, the mitzvah of Bris Milah, which is being fulfilled, right, on that vlad. What kind of mitzvah is that? No? Is that a Bris Milah which is Betorah's mitzvah? Or is that a Bris Milah which is Betorah's gerus? No? This is what the Pesachiva discusses in Hochel Smilah, in Yeraday, and some Reis Samachetz. That's the Gemara. It's a crucial nafkamina that you have when it comes to Uber Yerachimo. That if a gerus occurs to the mother, to what extent that in fact would relate to the vlad, and to what extent it would not. This is the chiddush that you have, right, when it comes to, again, what Rashi raises, the sugya of Uber Yerachimo. The Gemara continues, right, in Davav Mabez, and tells us the following chiddush. The Gemara quotes, right, a difficult statement of Rav Huna in the name of Rav. It tells us the following chiddush, that if you have a beitza, im yitzi yasa nigmara. If you have a beitza, somehow, right, im yitzi yasa nigmara. So the Gemara says, what exactly does that mean? That it's formed only mishas yitziya? What does that mean? The Gemara says, do you mean to say that only at that point, umuteras loflan b'chalav? Do you mean to say at that point the egg is par, and up until that point it's not? The Gemara says, of course that's not true. No? We, after all, we have a braisa that tells us, even prior, right, to the hen laying this egg, what happens if a person is shofetes atarnagolas? A person goes out and slaughters the hen. And then, umatsa babetzin gemuros, and you find that they're fully developed eggs within the cavity of the mother. So in such a case, the Braisa tells us that mutaras lochon b'chalav. Already, at that point, it's considered to be par halpidin. It is not dino kabasa. So the Gemara says that statement that you have of Rav, of imnitz yasad igmara, must be referring to something else, metachumemkar. It can't refer to the crucial issue that to what extent beitzasa kamosa, to what extent a beitz is considered to be like basar, to what extent is considered to be an independent guf b'tnei asma. No? And then the Gemara continues in Davzayna Manalev and writes that this is in fact the machlokas tanayim. But even though Tanakama says the following chiddush, that if matzah ba'beitzim gmuros mutar slochem b'chalav, the Gemara quotes the sheet of Rabbi Yaakov, that says it depends, that if you have it as ma'oros begidin, if however you see that the egg is still attached to the ovary, so in such a case, in alchinami, then it is considered to be forbidden. Then alpidin it is dino kibasa. Good? So that's one nafkamina. Now, in terms of the issue as to whether at what point an egg is considered to be fully developed, good, so that's the machlokas, Tanakama, Rabbi Yaakov. If it's beitz and gemuros, Tanakama says it's independent. Rabbi Yaakov says that if it is still attached, so in such a case, then it is dino kavosa. And then the Gemara continues in Davzayim Aralev and says that the same thing applies when it comes to tumah. What happens, for example, if you have, right, a cluster of eggs, you have a shlaushal beitzim of a nivla sof tahor. So in such a case, what's the halachas? So the Gemara quotes a braisa that tells us a din daraisa when it comes to tumah, that those beitzim are considered to be Torah. The beitzim are not considered to be subject to the tumas neveila. So Rav Yosef says, no, this is a further nafkamina between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yaakov. And simply, Shakvatari, the Gemara Abayi says, no, that's not true. That Rabbi Yaakov's Chiddush, that if it's Mu'uros, Begin, and Asuros, that's only a Chumr, the Gemara says, Drabanan. Maker Hadin, if Rabbi Yaakov agrees that once it's considered to be a Klipa Kasha, once the egg is sufficiently developed, it's considered to be a Guf B'tnei Atzma, Pidin, it's not considered to be Dino Kabasa, but Chumra Ba'ama, as a Din Drabanan, nonetheless Rabbi Yaakov says one should not go ahead and eat it with Chalav, one should treat it as Basa. And that Chumra is only when it comes to Basa B'Chalav, when it comes to Yisr B'Hetzer. When it comes to Tum and Tara, so that's the Chiddush of Abayi, that even Rabbi Yaakov agrees that Afushay Tumah Lo Mafshinan, we try not to go ahead and to increase and spread Tumah. So in such a case, Rabbi Yaakov would go ahead and rely on the Shura Sadin, that as long as it's a Beitz in Gemurah, so in such a case, it is not considered to be Basa, but rather the Beitz is considered to be a Guf Bifnei Asma. Good? So what exactly is the whole theme that you have of the Sugi here, and the Vav Mabez, and the Zayin Mad Aleph? Simply, at some point in development, right, the Beitza shifts from being Basa, Talpidin, to being an independent entity, with the Tunaf Kaminas the Gemara has, whether Alpidin is considered to be Fleshik Sarpar, or whether Alpidin is subject to Tumas Nevela. So the whole Chiddush of the Gemara is this concept that you have of Beitza Sakamosa. So Tosus Nevav Medein, right, is bothered by the following kasha. Tosus writes, is this really true? That when you have a sufficiently developed Beitza, and it has a klipa, which is kasha. In such a case, everyone agrees that it's viewed independently, and we don't assume beitzasa kamosa. Tosa says it's not true. Tosa writes that it's against the Mishnah, because the Mishnah in Egios, in the very beginning of Parakei, right, quotes the Chiddush that you have a beisela. But if you have a beitzas nevela, so in such a case, if it is nimkeres bashuk, it's the way it would normally be sold, namely klipasa kasha. Nonetheless, Beisilo says that that Beitza is forbidden to go ahead and to eat. It's Asur Bachila. So what do you see? That Beitza, even though it's sufficiently developed, nonetheless it's Dino Kibasa, and since the Basar is obviously considered to be Nevela, the same thing applies when it comes to the Beitza as well. So that's Tosus's difficulty, no? How can our Gemara say so obviously that Mikar Hadin, that the Beitza which is developed is considered to be that which is independent, and therefore it's something which is par, therefore it's something which does not have tumas nevela, right? And here, when it comes to Isra Achila, Beisilo says it's absolutely not true. If you have a case of nevela, so that not only applies to the guf ha'aim, that also applies to the Beitz as well. That's Tosus's kasha. Good. So Tosus gives, right, two very different terutz. No? Tosus's first territory, the above mudbeis, is the following chiddush, the Rinachinami. What our Gemara says is certainly true mikra hadim, that midaraisa, enochinami, that the beitza is not considered to be kamosa. Once the egg is developed, the beitza is considered to be that which is absolutely independent, and therefore certainly we don't assume it is dino kabosa. And therefore, enochinami, mikra hadin, it's par, and therefore it will not convey a tumas nevela. However, it also says that midrabanan, kichmiru. However, right, since again, sometimes it's difficult to determine exactly at what point you assume beitzasa kamos and what point you don't. So therefore, as a chumra d'rabbanan, we are machmer. So then Tosus goes the next step regarding what is it that we're machmer. So Tosus says, look, if you're dealing with nisa d'araisa, yeah, then we're machmer. If you're dealing with that which is d'rabbanan, then a chumra gavi chumra. So in that case, we're not machmer at all. So when you're dealing, for example, with nisa d'araisa like nevela, or you're dealing with an Isser of Trefa, for example, a Beitza Trefa, in such a case, yes, then Hichmiru. However, if you're talking about the Sarov B'Cholov, which itself is only a Din Rabbanan, so in such a case, Lo Hichmiru. So therefore, Tosa says, there's no difficulty whatsoever. At that point, everyone agrees that the Beitza is considered to be that which is independent. It's just a Chumri D'Rabbanan, that if it's the Beitza Nevela, that is considered to be forbidden Machila. And b'med ramurim b'chamer machmer, when you're dealing with potentially a din d'araisa, when you're dealing with a din d'rabbanan, so that's not true. That's Tosus's first terence. Good. Tosus's second terence is that no. That if you have beitz in gemuros, Tosus writes that no, it's certainly considered to be a guf which is b'fnei atzma, and certainly it is not dino kavaser whatsoever, and that's why one is allowed to go in to eat it with challah. If that's the case, why is it that Beisilo says that a Beitzas Nevela is forbidden? So Tosus says here, that's a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, Mishum Beitzas Trefa. Beitzah Shtreifa certainly is forbidden in HaTorah, it also says. So Beitzah Nevela is a Gzeirah D'Rabbanon Atu a Beitzah Shtreifa. And that certainly does not apply at all to Basa B'Chalav, irrespective what you do with Basa B'Chalav D'Araisa or Basa B'Chalav D'Rabbanon. It's only a Gzeirah Beitzah Nevela Atu Beitzah Shtreifa. Good? And why should you distinguish between a Beitzah Nevela as opposed to a Beitzah Shtreifa? Very simply, because if it's a Beitzah Nevela, so in that case, Lo Gedela B'Yisr. Right, the mother became a trefana, became a nevela right now. So in such a case, how does that affect the beitza? However, if you're talking about a case of trefa, and the egg developed from a mother who was a trefa, in such a case, that's a beitza's trefa, jena chinami. It's forbidden min ha-Torah. Right, those are the two terut mitosus gives. Again, how can our Gemara say, it's such a dover poshut, that beitz and gemuras are considered to be independent, and yet the Mishnah is the chumra that you have a beitzila when it comes to basa b'chala? When it comes to Nevela, the two terutzim that you have, right, that Tosus gives. These two terutzim that you have, Nevov Madei, are very, very different. Now, what exactly is the theme that you have of this Tosus? Well, that depends, right, on the first Teretz of Tosus, the second Teretz of Tosus. According to the first Teretz of Tosus, what was the whole issue that you have of our Sugi and what Tosus discusses? Simply, to what extent do you assume that Beitzasa Kamosa? To what extent is it considered to Dino Kibosa? To what extent is it not? So therefore, Tosus says very simply that if you have Beitzim Gemuros, it's viewed independently. It is not Dino Kibosa in any shape or form. If you're dealing, however, with an Issa Daraisa, so in such a case, Yichmiru, that Beitzasa Kamosa. If you're dealing with an Issa Darabanan, that would in fact not be true. What about according to the second Teretz of Tosus? The second Teretz of Tosus tells us that no, that really everyone agrees that if you have, right, a case of a beitza, which are beitzim, gemurim, so in such a case, enochinami, then we don't assume it's dino kibosa. It's not beitza sakamosa. However, the reason that it's usser when it comes to beitza nevela is a very different reason. Look, everyone agrees that beitza treif is usser because gedela beisser. So this is a gzeirat derabanan mishum beitza treifa. In the case of beitza treifa, why is it considered to be usser? Because beitza sakamosa. Is that really true? Not because of Beitzasa Kamosa. No? If you have a fully developed egg, it's not that the egg is considered to be part of the Gufa Aim, it's considered to be Basar, and therefore Nochinami is considered to be Asar. That's not why. Why is it that a Beitzas Trepa is Asura? Very simply, that's what we discussed at the very beginning of the year. That's based on a completely different principle. Not because Beitzasa Kamosa. Why is it that a Beitzas Trepa is Asura? Boshrup Shat, that's because the Dindar Isa. That Hayot Simin HaAsar is Asar. Now, these are two very different, right, possibilities. Now, the first issue that Tosus raises is to what extent you assume that the Beit is considered to be Dino Kabasa. Why is it that a Beit HaShtreifa is considered to be Asar? Because a Beit HaShtreifa is Dino Kabasa. It's not Dino Kabasa. If you have Beit in Gemuras, in such a case, it's Nidon Dipnei Atzma. Why is it then that a Beit HaShtreifa is considered, in fact, to be forbidden? Very simply, that was the Gemara we discussed earlier, the Sugi and Chulin, Das Samachdal Mabeis. Now, the Torah goes out of its way in Vayikrin Parsha Shmini and Perakin Aleph and says, the Bas Hayana is considered to be Asr. What exactly does it mean, Bas Hayana is Asr? So it means if you have an Oaf Tameh, not only is the Oaf considered to be forbidden, but the egg which it lays, right, is Yotzim and Asr. And therefore, that which is Yotzim and Asr in Achinami is considered to be Asr. Now, so according to the first Teretz of Tosus, the whole issue that our Gemara was grappling with is to what extent we say that a Beitz is Dino Kabasar, Tosus is bothered by Yistira, right? That the Gemara says a Beitz is viewed independently, but Beisilo says no, Beitz is viewed as Basar. What's the answer? Achumri Darabana. The second Teretz of Tosus is very different. No, Midaraisa, Midarabana, the Beitz is viewed absolutely independently. But this independent Beitz that you have is Yotzim and Asar. So therefore, of course, it's considered to be Asar. Yotzim and Asr, you can only apply to a case of Treif, but you can't apply to a case of Nevela, because why? That's exactly what Tosa says. In a case of Treif, it was Gedela B'Yisr. That's called Yotzim and Asr. Mashenke, when it comes to a case that you have of Nevela, where it's not. Sein Achinami, Nevela is only considered to be, right, a Gzeira Drabanon, up to the case that you have of a Beisah Treif. Good? This is what we discussed earlier, when we had the Ramban, the very beginning of the Masechta. Right, does this halach of Yotzim and Asr even extend to concepts of Muktzah? If you have an aim which is Muktzah, And the Ein Gozer lays an egg. Is there a concept that you have that Hayotzim and Muktzah also is considered to be Muktzah? That was the way the Ramban understood that what Gemara says, if you have a Tarnagolus, which in fact is a Menes Lagad Obeitzim, so therefore, since the Ein is something which is Muktzah, so therefore Hayotzim and Aser is Aser, Hayotzim and Muktzah Alpidin is considered to be Muktzah as well. That was Machlokas we discussed at length between the Ramban and the Ran. Good? So again, these 2 days that you have in Tosfos and Vav Amud Beis are very different. The first is dealing with, again, to what extent Beis is considered to be Dino Kabasa. The second, a very different halakha, right, as to what extent we assume the concept of Yotzim and Asar applies. So Tosfos is obviously. Yotzim and Asar is relevant to Trefa. Yotzim and Asar is not relevant to Nevela. What? When did this mother become Nevela? Right here, because I messed up the Shechita. How does that affect the Beisa? No, it wasn't Kedei Labister. And therefore, in such a case, that's only a Gzeirah Drabana. Is there any difference, Mahalacha, as to whether the issue is to what extent is the Beit Zedino Kibasar, or to what extent we're dealing with the secondary Halacha that you have of Hayotim and Asar Zasar? So if you look in the Rambam, in Paragimel of Hilchos Machalos Asuros, the Rambam writes that there's a world of difference between these two Halachas. Whether the reason for the Isser is because it's considered to be part of the Gufaim, and that means it's considered to be Basar, or to what extent? No, it's independent. But a halakha vasayana to tell us that Yotzim and Aser is considered to be Aser. So if you look in the Rambam, in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Machalos Aseros, the Rambam writes the following. The Rambam begins in Perek Gimel, Achala, telling you this. Whenever you have something that emanates from something else, which itself is Aser, so therefore, Hari Osa Machal Aser Bachila Min HaTorah. So the derivative is also considered to be Aser. For example, if you have a behema tmeya, not only is that behema considered to be forbidden, but also chala of behema tmeya is considered to be forbidden. That's the halacha of yotzim and aser. Or, for example, the Ram gives you our case. If you have beitze oaf tamei, let's say you have an oaf which is tamei, it's a min tamei, basayana, so in such a case it doesn't only apply to the oaf itself, but it applies to the beitze as well. Good, and how do you know that this is true? The Rambam writes, Shenema, the Pasuk says, Basayana. Good, so the Rambam writes that this applies to any application that you have of Hayotzim and Ha'as. So that's what the Rambam writes in Halacha Aleph. And then the Rambam writes in Halacha Vav, or Gimel Tochus Machalos Asuros, a very, very great Kiddush. Even though the Rambam writes that Cholav Behemot Tamei, or the Rambam writes our case, Beit Se Ok Tamei, even though, no doubt, based on the pasuk of Vasayana Asurim in HaTorah, the Rambam writes the following Kiddush that Ein Lokan Lehen, there's no Malchus for Yotzim in Asur. Great Kiddush the Rambam writes. Why is that true? Because when it comes to the Isser Lav of Malchus, the pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Yalef, Umi Besaram Lo Sochelu. The Rambam writes the following Kiddush, that the Isser Lav that you have for eating a Min Tameh, that's on the need of Sarum, Moselechu. Good? So the Rambam writes, if a person will go in and eat from the Basar of a Mintameh, so in such a case, that's an Isulav. If a person, however, will go ahead and just eat from Hayotzim in Asar, either a Beitza or the Cholav, so in such a case, the Rambam writes, it's an Isidaraisa, but there is no Malchus. And the Rambam writes, it's Kiddush, therefore, the Enolok ala Beitza, vala Cholav. And the Rambam writes, Mashal, Vareo Ochel, so, it's comparable to Nisr of Chati Shir, where it's Nisr Daraisa, but it's not considered to be anything that generates a Chi of Malchus. That's what the Rambam writes in Halacha Vav. Then the Rambam continues in Halacha Zayin, right, and writes the following Kiddush, that Yira Ali, the Rambam writes the following. Let's assume, for example, a person will go ahead and eat, right, Beitze Ha'ov, you go ahead and eat the Beitzim of the Sof. However, Hatzlios Veshko, Shadaino Pirshu, but it wasn't sufficiently developed. So you know what the Rambam writes? On that, you'll get Malchus Daraisa. Because if it's insufficiently developed, then that's what our Gemara says, here on Dav Zayin, that what do you mean? Then the Beitz is considered to be Dino Kabasar. If it is fully developed, then you have to come out to the second halacha of Hayotzim and Asar is Asar. The Rambam writes, incredible, Din Daraisa. There's a huge difference between them. Now, if it's insufficiently developed, you know, kibasa, and therefore you'll get Malchus Daraisa. If, however, it is fully developed, like the chalav is fully developed, or beitz and gemuros are fully developed, then you have to come on to a case that you have of yotzim and asa. In such a case, the Rambam writes, that's nisa deraisa, but there is no malchus. That's an issa which is simply based on basayana. And it's not included in the isser achila that you have of eating a mintame. Good? That's a great machlokas for Shaonim that the Rambam writes. Not everyone agrees at all. Right? If you look at the Tosas and Chulin on that sugya, and that's Samat Dalam and Aleph, the sugya, basayana, yotzim and asa. So Tosas is explicit. In Dibra Masvil Sheim, and if you look at Tosas Arash, the same Kiddush, right, then what do you mean? That Yotzim and Asr is not an independent Isser, but Yotzim and Asr means that it's viewed as an extension of the aim, and in a Chinami, in such a case, we Malchus Daraisa, even for these cases that the Rambam writes in Halacha Vav. But this is the Kiddush that you have in Rambam Shita. That's why the Tosas is crucially important in our today's Tosas. Now, what exactly is the reason that our Gemara thinks that a beitzer should be asur? Right? Is it because it's dino kibasar? Or is it because of yotzim in asur? Good. The whole first approach of Tosas is because the dino kibasar. And Tosas says, well, it's sufficiently developed, that would not be the case. Nelachinami, these are chumras, derabanan. The second day in Tosas is, no, it's not true. It's considered to be yotzim in asur. How can you apply yotzim in asur to nevela? Right? Nelachinami, that's only gzeir derabanan, up to a beitzer strefa. There's a comment that the Minchas Chinuch has, right, it's found in Kufn and Dalet, where he questions, what is the Shita of the Sefer HaChinuch? Is it like the Rambam Shita? Or is it like the Shita of the Balei HaTosos? That's the Sefer HaChinuch, where the Chinuch discusses, you know, not to eat a behemah tameya. So, the Chinuch writes that a person will get Malchus not only if you eat from, right, the Basar, but also if you eat from, and the Minchas Chinuch writes, he's not sure what the next word and the Sefer HaChinuch is. Is it Cholav or is it Chelev? Now, if it's Chelev, that obviously is Dino Kabasa with the Chi of Malchus. If it's Cholav, right, then he writes, ah, you see it's against the Ram, it's like the Shita Tosas, but Yotzim and Asr is considered to be Lokemi Daraisa. No? That's the Kiddush that you have. So our second teretz that you have of Tosas just simply says the following Kiddush, and that is that we're dealing with the case that you have of Yotzim and Asr, and Yotzim and Asr in Achinami. Right, when it comes to treif, there's a din daraisa. When it comes to nevela, there's only a din derabana. Tosas assumes there's a davar pashut that a beitzah treifa is forbidden midaraisa. Very misdaber. Now a beitzah treifa where the day of the iser, that's the case of yotzim and aser. Good, the machlokas rishonim whether you get malchus or not, that certainly is considered to be asura midaraisa. Where do we see that this is true? That it's asur daraisa. That was the Gemara we had earlier. Adav gimel mudbeis. The Gemara was bothered that if you have a case of safek, the Gemara said sveika asura. No? So the Gemara was very bothered. What do you mean sveika asura in that raisa? Adav gimel mudbeis. If you assume we're talking about a beita shenolda, is that so simple that sveika asura? So the Gemara says, vishlam afield of hachana darabit and isa daraisa. So good, sveika asura. Sveika daraisa b'chumra. But if you're dealing with Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yosei, Mashkin, Shizabu, Peiros, and Oshrin, the Gemara says that why should you assume Sveika Asura? So what was the answer of the Gemara? Asan Safek Treifa. Right? The Gemara said the price is not referring to a case of just regular Nolad. We're talking about a Beis HaShtreifa. So it seems black and white in the Gemara. No? That Beis HaShtreifa is Asura midaraisa. How is Beitzas Treifa Asura Midaraisa? Not because Beitzasa Kamosa. Here dealing with a Beitza which is absolutely fully developed. The answer is the second halacha that Tosa says, Hayotzim and Asur is Asur. That's the Din Daraisa. G'delo the Isur. Vosher Pshat, did you have in the Gemara? See, when you did give him a Beis, right, when the Gemara says Asam, the Safik Treifa, so all of a sudden here the Gilyan HaShash Rabbi Kivager tells you to take a look in the Shita Mukubetes and Baba Kamandav Bim Zayinam and Aleph. Now, the Ramas for my time. That's Rabbi Kvegar's Mitzayin. What is that referring to? Rabbi Kvegar is telling you, take a look at Shita Mukubetes, because the Shita Mukubetes writes a great Kiddush that Beitzash Trefa is only forbidden to Rabbanah. Right here, our Gemara seems to assume as such a Dabra Pashut that how can you say Sveika Asura? No, there is only a Dindar Rabbanah, and Bishlam Afir Achana Darabat a Dindar Aisa. But if you're talking about the other case, only Dindar Rabban, the Gemara says, Asana Safik Trefa. So, Pashup Shat, the Gemara, Trefa is a Dindar Aisa. Beitzah Trefa is Asura. On what basis? Not because the base is dino kabasar, because it's considered to be yotzim and asar asar. So Rabbi Gregor points out, it's not so simple whatsoever. That itself is a big issue in the Rishonim now. And she took a bet this rice, that a base of straight is only forbidden, Rabbanah. According to Shita Gobetz's base, this trape is only a dindra abanan. How do you understand the Gemara? A son of Suffolk trape is fake asura. Yes, that's what we discussed before. For example, the Arab that tells us Yishanim. Now, the Gemara says that what? The fish, the mafiyod of hachana deraba, I understand fake asura. But if you hold the xeris drabana of mashkin shalpeyas and oshrin, so how do you understand fake asura? So Shita Gobetz's is very bothered. And what about Rav Nachman Shita? What happens if you hold a muksa? Why isn't the Gemara troubled by that? So Shita Gobetz said the great Kiddush. Now, and that's the following. If you're dealing with the Gzeira Drabanan, Enochinami, Sveikas Lakula. If you're dealing with, however, Muktza, Muktza is Kain Daraisa, Echino, Sashia Viu. And if something is in fact Kain Daraisa, so in such a case, then we'll paskin that Sveika is Lachomra. No? That's exactly what Tosis Yishanam writes. That Poshub Shad is how the Shita Gobetz understands our Gemara as well. It doesn't mean to say in our Gemara that a beitzash treifa, right, is a surah midaraisa. The Gemara says when it comes to a beitzash treifa, we'll say safik is l'chumra. Why should you say safik is l'chumra? Because as we discussed when it came to the sugya ben mavat nesachatila, and as here the Tosfos Shishanim writes, when it comes to safik, that sometimes if you have a din derabanan which is kedaraisa, a safik will also be asur. When it comes to beitzash treifa, right, the Shita Gobetz writes a great kiddush. That's only a din derabanan. No, but it's Kein Daraisa. Kein Daraisa of the real halacha of Yotzi Min Asa. Yotzi Min Asa Basa Yana is the Din Daraisa. What's the Din Daraisa? That if you have a Yana, which is a Min Tameh, the Basa Yana, the Beitza of a Min Tameh, that certainly is a Surmi Daraisa. What about when it comes to a Min Tavar? That's a Treifa. So that is an Issid Drabanan, which is Kein Daraisa, Beitza Sakamosa. Now, but just like there's a concept of Yotzim and Asa when it comes to a Mintameh, so too, there's a concept of Yotzim and Asa on a level of the Rabbanon when it comes to Treifa. Why? Because they even know it's a Mintahor, but Gedela the Yisr. So that's the Machlokas Rishonim. Now, between Tosos and the Shita Gobetz, whether Beitza's Treifa is forbidden Midaraisa, whether it's forbidden the Rabbanon. Poshub Shat after today's Matosis and above the days? That no? The second day of Tosis, the Chor, is it ever Poshub? That no? That Beitzah straight is forbidden me there, I see Yotzi min Aser, and Beitzah's Nevela is a Gzeira Drabban, not the Treifa. Why would anybody offer any different Teretz to that Kasha? Well, you see, the Shita Gobetz can't agree with the second Teretz of Tosis, no? After all, that Beitzah's Treifa itself is only a Din Drabban. So how are you going to argue that what? That a Beitzas Nevel is an Issid Rabbana and a Gzeira Atu Beitzas Trefa? That's good if you hold the Beitzas Trefa is forbidden Midaraisa because Yotzim and Asr is considered to be Asr. If, however, you hold that a Beitzas Trefa alone is only a Din Drabbanan, you can't give the Teretz to Tosus that a Beitzas Nevel is a Gzeira Drabbana and Atu Beitzas Trefa. You have to assume Pashup Shat like the first Teretz to Tosus. This has nothing at all to do with Yotzim and Asr Asr. But rather, this is just simply Beitzasa Kabasa. How in the world can you say that the Beitz is like Basar? It's not Dino Kabasar. No, here Beitzim Gemuro. So Tosa has to say the whole thing is only a Din Rabbanan. That since sometimes it's hard to know the exact cutoff point as to what point the Beitz is Dino Kabasar, to what extent it's independent, so therefore, Mid Rabbanan, right, even Beitzim Gemuro is still treated as Basar. Why don't you say the same thing for Basar Bachala? So Tosa says, Bamed Ramurim, dealing with an Issa Daraisa. Nothing with something which at most would only be an Issa Drabbanan like the Sarov B'chalav. Good, those are the Titurits, and if you haven't told us, right, all hinging on this point, whether a Beitzah Treifa, right, is forbidden Midaraisa, or whether no, it's only Issa Drabbanan. Because all our Gemara says explicitly is Sveik Asura. But we also saw already from the Tosis Yisharim, Sveik Asura does not necessarily mean that you're dealing with a case that you have of Issa Daraisa. Good? The difficulty, though, is the following. So good, you have such a Shita Mukobetzah, so Rabbi Gregor tells you that a Beitzah Shtreifa is only forbidden midrabana. And you can't equate a case of a Beitzah Shtreifa together with a Beitzah of a Mintamin. Okay? The question is, however, why should that be true? No? Good. Such a Shita Mukobetzah. Good. And Pashup Shat, the first Teretz of our Tosis. The Beitzah Shtreifa, right, is an Issa Drabana. But what about the halacha of yotzi min ha'asar asar? Good, you'll tell me that the beitz is considered to be independent status. I understand. That's clear in our Gemara, the din d'oraisa. When it comes to tuma, we're not creating any chumras rabbanon, so therefore the beitz is not dino kabasar, according to everyone Abaye says, even according to Rabbi Yaakov. But what about the halacha of yotzi min ha'asar asar? If there is halacha of basayana that tells us that a beitza of an of tame is forbidden in HaTorah, why should that not extend to a beitza strefa? I understand why it doesn't extend to a beitza snevela, right? Because lo gedela beiser. But why should that not extend to the case that you have of a beitza strefa? No, that's the difficulty. No? How do you understand that view that you have? From a Pasha Pshat, the one day that you have here in Tulsa, so explicitly, the view in Shita Mekubet says that a Beis HaShtreif is only considered to be in Issur Rabbanon. What happened to the halacha of Yotzi Min Asar? No, what happened to the Din D'oraisa of Basayana? Why would that not apply to the case that you have of Treifa? No? When do you apply by this halacha of Yotzi Min Asar as Asar? When do you assume that this is natural? Tosus is already bothered, right, by the following issue. The Gemara has a similar case of Yotzi min Asar, but in different context. Tosus discusses in Avodah Zarah and Daf Testament Aleph, the Ramaskal She'im, the following. There is a halacha, right, of Gidulei Orla. Let's assume, for example, you take something which is Orla, and you go ahead and you plant it. Right? Now something grows from that. You have an egel shel orla, you plant it in the ground, and all of a sudden, right, it grows. Those gidulim, is that considered to be dino ka orla? Or is that not? Do you apply that halacha? Hayotzi min asar is asar? Or in fact, is it not? So Tosus is bothered by the following premise. That when it comes to orla, we assume that that's true, that the gidule orla, it is dino ka'arla. But Tosus asks that why is that different from other cases? Let's say when it comes to gedulei hektish, we don't assume gedulei hektish is dino ka'hektish. If I'm makdish something, I plant it, it grows. So everything that grows from it, al-tidin, is considered to be hektish. Or when it comes to tevel, a person will take tevel and plant it. So in such a case, it grows. Gedulei tevel or dino ka'tevel? You take Meister Sheni, Dino Ketevel, Dino Ke Meister Sheni V'Gudulim, that's certainly not true. There is a Chumrid Rabbanan, this is one of the Yud Ches Davar, when it comes to Truma, that we say that Gedulei Truma is Dino Ketruma. If you go ahead and you will plant Truma and it grows, you treat its growth as Truma itself. A Chumrid Rabbanan. So when do you assume the concept of Yotzi Min Asar, meaning that Gedulei Orla, for example, are like Orla, when do we assume that in fact that's not the case at all? Very unclear in the Gemara. This is what Tosus begins to discuss in Avodah Zarah and Daf Mem Tes. I'll tell you two chidushim that Rashi suggested. Right, one in terms of lamdas, another just in terms of the application. There's a major difference between an iser, for example, of Arla, as opposed to Tevel, as opposed to Truma, Meister Sheni, Hektish. How does that work? That sometimes the throws that in Issur is to his name. Sometimes you can have an Issur where there is a particular Meister HaOser. Right? It's not an Issur that simply generates itself, but there is that Oser. There is something which is done that creates a Chalos Issur. Let's assume, for example, when it comes to that there's an Isser. Meaning what? That there's some action which is done that creates an Isser? Certainly not. No? Orla grows, and the Torah says that the growth is considered to be forbidden. The Torah says that this animal is a mintame, and therefore the animal cannot be eaten. Maybe that's the Kiddush. It doesn't require a Maisa HaOser. So in such a case, that's when you can say very simply that Hayotzi min Asar is Asar, and that's when you can say that Gedulei Orla Hayu Ka'arla. Let's assume, for example, you're dealing with an Isser that entire chalos requires, right, a davar oser. When it comes to truma, for example, how does something attain the status of truma? That truma? Certainly not. The status of truma is only created ayyadei amaisa hafrasha. If you will do A, so your act will go ahead and be masak in the kri, but it creates the chalos truma. Same thing is true when it comes to maisa sheni as well. It requires a kriya shashem. It requires a maisa adam to go ahead and do so. Right? As a tosis, for example, in Yivamot, now pe gimel madeis, at the top tosis, the Ravaschal Ein, where tosis discusses ein amosa davar sheno shalom. When do you apply the principle? When you apply the principle, ein amosa davar sheno shalom. Person goes ahead and bows down to my object. I say, don't worry about it. Ein amosa davar sheno shalom. Good. A person goes ahead and pours milk into my meat. We assume ein amosa davar sheno shalom. No, that's basu b'chalav. Tosis is kasha. No. Why don't you say that? What do you mean? That wasn't his. So therefore, what, he poured milk into my meat? Right? How? What right do you have to forbid my meat? So Tosis writes that distinction. Sometimes you have an Isser which in the sense is Bam Eilav, that doesn't require Das, it doesn't require Das Bailin in any shape or form. Right? For whatever reason, right? All of a sudden something would shake and milk would spill into the meat. Of course it's Isser. That type of Isser Taruvos, you don't assume that Ein Amosa Davar Sheno Shalom. If you're dealing, however, with a category Lahalacha that requires, let's say, Das Bailin, so of course Ein Amosa Davar Sheno Shalom. Avodah Zarah requires Das Bailin. Muktza requires Das Bailin. No? You want to go in and determine whether something is Muktza or whether it's not. Whether this is called a Basis of Davar Asa or whether it's not. So it requires Das. No? The difference between Shokheach as opposed to Meniyah. So if someone happens to take their person, puts it on my table doesn't make them a Basis of Davar Asa. Right? Basis is a function of Das Bailin. So there's certain cases that you have that Tosfos has that certainly require a Maisa Oser. That, at times, requires Mamish, Das Bailin. Hekdish, Avodah Zarah, Muktza. Tosfos writes a great Kiddush, even Kilayim. No? We usually think of Kilayim as an Issur Taruvos, like Basa Bachala. So Tosfos points out, when you learn the Mishnayos in Kilayim, you see that's not true. That Kilayim also requires Das Bailin. It requires the Nechale, that the Baal desires that these two will go ahead and grow together. If, for example, two things start to grow together, and I intend to go ahead and to put up a fence, even if I failed right now to put up the fence, they continue to grow together, the Chefta doesn't become Esar. It doesn't become Kilayim. So also says, what do you see from that? Kilayim requires Das. Kilayim is in Sitaruv. It's like Vasa Bachalam. So this is not true. Kilayim is like Moksa, it's like Avodah Zarah. Right? It's like cases that you have where Das Bailin is necessary. Similarly, you have these distinctions as well when it comes, for example, to something which is a min tameh, something which is arla, as opposed to other cases of tevel, truma, maaser sheni. Certain categories simply occur me'elav. You require like your das bailin in order that what? Something should become arla? Certainly not. Like the chalos arla will be created irrespective of anything that the baal does. Same thing is true whether this is a min tar, whether it's a min tameh. However, when you're dealing with cases like Truma, or like Maaser Sheni, and maybe even when it comes to Tevel as well, Tevel is an interesting Chiddush, no? When is Mechalos Tevel binding, no? We had a great Chiddush in the Rambam sheet. No, Pashur Pshat. When is Mechal? B'Shas Meiruach. No? It means that Gemar Malach is necessary in order to go into create a Chalos Tevel. It's not just simply when Tua happens to grow, it automatically becomes Tevel. No? Meruach creates the Chalos Tevel. Yushami writes a great Chiddush, right, in Paragalef of Chal in Mishneh Hay. Rabbi Yochanan writes, what happens if someone else does the Meruach? I have my Tfuah, and someone else, without even my knowledge, went ahead and did Meruach. They thought they were doing a big favor. They harvested my grain, and they put it all into a mound. So the Yushami writes, it doesn't become Tevel, because in and of Osir Davar Sheino Shalom. A great Chiddush. No? That Meruach is an Osir. It means it creates the chalos, and it requires Das Bailin. If someone will do it without my awareness, in such a case, how fit in the Tfu is not Tevel. So Shafter suggested the following Kiddush. And it might be Diukim, it's not found before Rishon Rishon. And that's the following. This concept of Hayotze Min Ha'asim, the concept that Gidulim can be like the Gufa Davar itself. Maybe one can argue, it depends And what type of chalos issur you're dealing with? If you're dealing with an issur that is bamei elav, so therefore, yeah, it's very mistaber to assume the Torah says a min tamei is asur, and then bas hayana tells us hayotzi min asur is asur, and the Gemara is willing to apply that principle, for example, to arla as well. The Torah says arla is forbidden; anything that emanates from arla is forbidden as well. However, whenever you have a case where it's necessary to have a ma'isa ha'oser, in such a case, what do you mean yotzi min aser is aser? The reason it becomes tevel is because of that which I did, the meruah. The reason it becomes truma is a result of my hafrasha. The reason it becomes your ish is my act of hakdasha. So who says that there is such a din daraisa, that something that emanates from, that was not subject to hafrasha, or meruah, who says that that becomes aser? Maybe that's enough in Ami, that there's no halacha of gedulei tevel, and no halacha of gedulei truma, no halacha of gedulei hektish, no halacha of gedulei shenit, or some action that occurs to create the chalos isha. No? So again, the only time that you have this gzera sakosov of vasayana, that of beitza of the mintame itself is treated as the mintame, either yes malchus, no malchus, machlokus rishonim, you do the mintame. There's no chalos isser in the sense that a maisa osser was necessary. The only isser was naturally bamelo. No, that's the framework. That's the kiddush. And in order to go in to come up with a case of yotzi min asser, you have to have isser which is bamelo and isser which is bamayotzi. How does that help us, right, in our case? So this is not so simple. Now, when you're dealing with a case, let's say, of a behema tameya, it seems pretty obvious that behema tameya is something which is called a davra bameilav. All those cases seem to fit in very neatly. What about the case of treifa? What about treifa? An animal goes in and becomes a treifa, and therefore, good, treifa is asura. How do you view that? Is that similar to class A? Is that similar to class B? Is it more similar to cases that you have of Orla? Or no, it's like a case that you have of Tevel or Trumai Sasheni where there's a Davar Oser. So if you look in the Kobet Shmuel, this is the Shiur of Rabbi Chanan, right, in Simin Chavav, Rabbi Chanan tries to demonstrate at length that there's more to treif than meets the eye. It's not just simply a natural process that, look, if an animal is not going to go ahead and live, right, therefore it's considered to be a treifa. That's it. He writes the following chiddush that no, treifa requires a davar ha'oser. In other words, that you have an animal, it's alive and well, it's running around, right? Something happens to it, right? All of a sudden, its lung is punctured. All of a sudden, its limb is broken. All of a sudden, its spine is shattered. In such a case, the chiddush, that al-pidin, that becomes, right, the ma'isa oser. That forbids, just like hafrasha creates a chalosh truma. It doesn't necessarily have to be de adam. In the case of Afrash, it's something that I have done. Right? In my Sushani, it's something that I have done. Here, good. I didn't puncture the lung. But the fact that there is, right, a Simon Trefa, that itself, Al Pidin, is considered to be an Osa. That's the Chiddush Rabbi Chanan tries to demonstrate. How he demonstrates that, we'll get to that in a minute. No. But the Chiddush is the following. That if you accept that point, that when it comes to the case that you have of treifa, it's not comparable to a case of min tamei, where min tamei is just simply a natural process that you have, right? The animal is a min tamei. So anything that emanates from the animal is yotzi min aser. Or when it comes to arla, that's just its natural growth. But that's the limitation that you have of the lach of yotzi min aser. So what about when it comes to a case that you have of a beitzash treifa? Beitzash treifa, if this is really true, that treifa is considered to be in that second class, that's similar to cases like of gedulei tevel, gedulei truma, gedulei ma'aser sheni, where there is no halacha that you have midaraisa of yotzi min asur asur. And Pashav Shat, that's the Hezbollah, the Shitun Kabetzis, and the Gemul Beis, that writes there is no din daraisa that a Beis Ashtreif is asura. There's no halacha of yotzi min asur asur. It's kein daraisa. It's very compelling that it's kein daraisa. Because if it would be a Beitzas, right, of a case of a Yana, of a Mintameh, then there would be a halacha of yotzi min asur. So here also, Midrabanan, the Chacham extended it to the case that you have a Beis Treifa as well. How does Rabbi Chana know that this is true? That when it comes to the case of Treifa, this fancy lumdus, that Treifa is considered to be a Dabar Ha'oser, not just simply that anything that has Simani Treifa is in fact considered to be Oser. So Rabbi Chana discusses the Gemara that you have in Chulin and Daphne Chesem now. The Gemara has the following Chiddush. Let's assume you have a vlad of a treifa. So the Gemara says that's a machlokes tanoi. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the vlad of a treifa itself is aser. And Rabbi Yeshua disagrees and says that no, the vlad of a treifa is mutter. What is the machlokas, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua? So the Gemara says there are two very different cases you could envision. One case is the following. What happens, when did it become a treifa? One possibility is nitrafa, and then ulasof ibra. One possibility is first the mother became a treifa, and then subsequently, right, she conceived. The other possibility is that no, it was a paramu beres that while she was expecting, then she became a treifa. The Gemara mentions it's simply the two possibilities that you have. We have a machlokes tanoim, vlad treifa. Wait a second. When did it become a treifa? Prior to conception, after conception. So the Gemara says the following chiddush: if you assume that ibra was sof nitrafa, if you assume that first that there was muberes and then it became a treifa. So the Gemara says, this is the machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer that maintains the vlad is considered to be a treifa, that's because uber yerachimo. According to Rabbi Yeshua that says the vlad is untouched, that's because uber is lav yerachimo. If you assume, however, we're talking about a case of nitrafa, so ibra, the Gemara says to help assume uber yerachimo. Even if we assume uber yarechima, we're still going to have difficulty with Rabbi Eliezer Shita. It was nitrafa, the sof ibra. Why does Rabbi Eliezer assume it? It's aser. So the Gemara says you have to come up with a whole new sugya. Right? Something we won't discuss fully now. That's something which is called zevizagorim. If you have something which is aser and something which is mutter that goes ahead and produces something else. To what extent is that Isra passed on? You had a mother that was a treifa, you have a father that was not a treifa, right? And now an animal is conceived. So Rabbi Eliezer maintains that Zevizah Gorim is also. Shlomo Chanan writes that he asked Rabbi Chaim simply this: why is the Gemara being so complicated, no? Just say simply, that the reason for Rabbi Eliezer Shita is Uber Yarachimo. And irrespective of whether ibra ulasof nitrafa, or even in a case of nitrafa ulasof ibra, regardless of when the conception occurred, if you hold that uber yarechimo, whatever status the mother has, the vlad will have as well. That's what Rabbi Chanan writes, that he asked of Rabbi Chaim, why do you have to come on to the concept of zev zagorim? And he writes that Rabbi Chaim didn't answer. So Rabbi Chanan writes, he thinks the Teretz, right, is exactly this point. In a case that you have of Ibra Ulusof Nitrifa, so what happens? So the act of the animal becoming a treifa, it was already, right, pregnant. It became a treifa. So in such a case, you understand very well that according to the view of Rabbi Eliezer, Uber Yerachimo, that act, the Yishavu Simen Trefa, when the lung became punctured, when the spine was shattered, when the limb was broken off, in such a case, that Maisa Ha'osar that Rabbi Chanan explains, was not only Chal on the aim, that was Chal on the Vlad itself. We're dealing with a case where, right, first Ibra, Lesov Nitrefa. So therefore, the act of the animal becoming a Trefa applied equally to the mother, equally to the blood, and that's it. That's Uber Yarachimo. If you would hold Uber Lav Yarachimo, that means the fact that the lung is punctured only affects the mother, doesn't affect the blood, and therefore Rabbi Yeshua says that it's Mutter. So in a case that you have of Ibra Lesov Nitrefa, you understand very well. If you hold Uber Yarachimo, that means the Maisa Oser of having Trefa. Listen, in such a case, that affects both the mother and the blood as well. Oser. If you hold that Uber Liav Yarachimo, so that act of Trefa affects the mother, her lung was punctured, not the blood's lung. And in such a case, then not. What's the problem, though? If you're dealing with a case of Nitrefa or the Sof Ibra, what happened? First, the mother was a Trefa. Subsequently, it conceived. So can you say that when it became a trefa, so that not only affected the mother, but it affected the vlad, that maisa oser, when the lung was pierced, when the spine was shattered, when it lost its limb, so therefore that act occurred to the aim as well as to the vlad? Certainly not. No? At that point, it was Nitrefa with Sofibra. When it became a Trefa, there was no blood whatsoever. So even if you hold, Rabbi Chanan says, the truth, subsequently, the mother concedes. And now, Uber Yerachimo. Yeah, but Uber Yerachimo fits in very well, Kol Zman, right, that Uber is part of the aim. Once it goes ahead and gives birth, so in such a case, certainly it's a guf which is bifnei atzma, it's certainly independent, and that independent vlav was never subject to the maisa oser of trefa. So in such a case, the Gemara says that the vlav should be mutter. That Rabbi Chanan writes, he thinks it's pashut shot that you have in the Gemara. Trefa requires that the act which rendered it a trefa, right, that is a maisa oser that occurs to the vlad. So if you're dealing with a case of Ibra Ulisof Nitrefa, I understand how it is that a vlad can become oser. But if you're talking about a case of Nitrefa Ulisof Ibra, the vlad cannot become oser even if you hold Uber Yerachimo, because the vlad was never subject to that maisa haoser that rendered it a trefa. So Rabbi Chanan writes, he thinks, you see, the simple pshat of that Gemara, Chulin Adaf Nun Ches, is that treif is not just simply anything that has a punctured lung. After all, if that would be the trace, even in Nitrefa Ulisof Ibra, if you hold Uber Yerachimo, then this entity has a punctured lung, the whole thing should be Dino Ketreif. It means that that at the time it became a treifa, that Alpidin was considered to be an Oster. And that's why the Gemara is so bothered that if you have a case of Nitrefa Ulisof Ibra, how in the world can that apply to a lot? The blood and rise, you see from that Sugya Nechulin, a Chiddush when it comes to Trefa. That even though somehow intuitively we think of Trefa simply as being not a Maisa Oser, just simply that the animal will eat whatever it is, that it will not be able to live, Rabbi Chanan writes, you see much more than that. That no, at the window of Oser. And if at that point there was no blood, so that's what the Gemara says. How do you understand this? Chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer, that the vlad treif is considered to be oser. How does this tie in with our discussion of that chiddush? No? The Shita Mekubetz says, and Kosher Pshat, the first Tosafos, that Yod Simin HaOser does not apply to a case that you have of treif. It applies to something like doesn't apply to Truma, doesn't apply to Hektish, doesn't apply to Maaser Sheni, doesn't apply to a case that you have of treifa. And even though the Gemara says that a Beit HaShtreifa Sveika Zasura, that's because it's a pretty compelling Dindarabanan came there after. They're quite different. And that's why it's only a Dindarabanan. Pashrabshat, that's why, right, you have to come on to other Tirutz and then the simple second Tirutz. You have a Tosus, the above and the base. I'm just simply arguing that Enochinami, there's no kasha whatsoever. Then why is it that a Beitzas Nevela should be forbidden, even though a Beitzas is an independent entity? What kind of kasha is that? The answer is Yotzim and Aser. But if you're not willing to grant that Yotzim and Aser can apply in such cases, that's a real difficulty. So that's what Tosus is forced to assume in the first Teres. That Enochinami, that really Midarais, this is not a problem whatsoever. But since, right, it's hard to know exactly what the cutoff point, right, of Vaster as opposed to Beitza, so therefore the Chachamim made a Gzidra Banan that even Beitza and Gemurah, Saras, Saras. No, if that's the case, why doesn't it extend to Vaster Bechala? So Tosa says, the first Terence, it's because Besarach Bechala is only a Dindra Banan. Realize, Besarach Bechala is a Dindra Banan, we have the Pasan that way. That's a big machlokas Tanaim, Chumad of Kufir Gimel. That would mean a great chiddush. No, if you hold that Besarach Bechala is an Isidaraisa. In such a case, we'd assume that even Beitza and Gemuros are Dino Kabasar, because the Gzeirah the Rabbanon, is that really true? According to the second Terence, of course not. There's no such halacha. The whole method to go ahead and forbid these cases only because Yotzim and Aster is considered to be Aster. Okay, so take a look. Again, this is the sugya that you have on Dav Zayin of Beitza and Gemuros. All right, we'll pick up.